Hey, this is Jim.
And this is Mark. Good gracious, we left this morning, Jim, under a fog-covered river that looked like a mirror.
It was absolutely something like out of a movie. The Crooked River starts to marry up with the Ocklockney and starts to widen out. The fog kind of broke. It was like glass most of the day. The wind was in our favor. The tide was in our favor. We were running about 4.5-5 miles an hour, really what we wanted to do all the time. Finally got a chance today. It was really beautiful.
Yeah, and then we came upon a old railroad trestle that separated the two rivers. This thing went the entire width of the river, and it was pretty bad. Jimmy hit something, submerged in his yak going full speed, and came to a total stop.
Yeah, almost gave me like a whiplash, but I was able to get through it because Mark was right behind me doing about full speed, plowed right into me and knocked me through it.
That's right. And then I got stuck on something and almost got wedged in between the trestles sideways like a log and had a heck of a time trying to paddle out of that. So I had to go all the way around and then somehow found another way to get through. But we made it through that obstacle.
Yeah, then we checked into the campground here, this luxurious holiday campground. We're right on State Road and right across the street's a bar rocking out with some crappy
karaoke
music. Bad Andy's starting to come out when we start thinking about the food resupply. And, I had to talk him back in the box and say, we're going to be all right. And we actually started counting out all of our food, realized we need to make a grocery run. And the closest grocery store is like 30 minutes away. And what happens next?
Yeah, well, we're actually getting ready to call a cab because that's what the guidebook said we could do. And we look up, there's this car with a female. And guess who it is? It's Debbie, Serge's partner that we met a couple days ago. She came to check on us.
Unbelievable. I mean, when she drove up, the halo on the head, it was all there. She was an angel.
That's right, guardian angel Debbie. And she says, yeah, sure, come on in. And she took us to the grocery store. We got all of our food. She took us on a tour of where she works to see this an aquatic laboratory, a marine lab. And that was great. And then we decided, listen, Debbie, we got to take you out to dinner for your kindness. And we went to Sop Choppy Pizza, which was fantastic. Good conversation and just a good time.
Yep. Got the groceries coming back to the campsite here. And now, you know, our bodies are hurting. I'm sore. My shoulder girdle is sore. We just don't know if we're going to take a zero day or not tomorrow. So we'll see you. Thanks for listening.
Take care, y'all. Bye-bye.